Arcola. The 19th annual fundraiser dinner and auction was held by the Moose Mountain Wildlife Federation, MMWF, at the Arcola Prairie Place complex on April 8. The complex was filled with people of all ages ready to support the MMWF, which is a branch of the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation. President Randy George welcomed everyone to the event and then MC Devin Brown took over with the details of the evening. This organization covers much of the Southeast, and is strictly a volunteer group of local enthusiasts who strive to preserve, protect and conserve the valuable resources that are wildlife habitats. According to George, there are many small areas that hold their own wildlife events and belong to Region 4. Membership supports the local wildlife branch and over the past years have donated $210,000 to habitat lands in Saskatchewan. Each year $2,500 is offered in bursaries to local schools and also over $12,000 is donated in archery equipment to Carlisle and Stoughton schools. They maintain a fishing dock on the west side of Grant Devine Lake and host a yearly family fishing derby at Kenosi Lake. The Big Buck Night in Arcola is supported by this branch and they also help with registration fees for the Estevan Youth Conservation Camp. The banquet began with a dinner catered by Weir's Catering, which consisted of pork and beef roasts, baked potatoes and salad. Once the meal was complete, Scott Bryce began the live auction. Bryce has donated his time as an auctioneer over the years to this cause. Along the wall a silent auction was held, and three tables held items for a raffle. Near the front was a diamond raffle and a special card raffle for more items. Nearly 200 items were donated for the raffles, silent auction and live auction by area residents and businesses. Two Connor Bedard hockey jerseys were donated, one from Team Canada and the other from the Regina Pats. These jerseys brought in over $5,000. A mystery box was covered with a fishing tent, so the content was not known to the bidders. It brought in $2,100. Roasts not used for the meal were also auctioned off. These beef and pork meals brought in a $160 each. Bryce kept the crowd going with bids throughout the night, and people opened up their wallets in support of the event, which made the evening successful. The Lampman Volunteer Fire Department kept everyone's thirst quenched as they tended to the bar. Many youngsters held up the auction items and would walk among the crowd to give potential bidders a better look. The Arcola Kisby 4-H Club also came and cleaned up the hall. George was pleased with the turnout and feels they did quite well, although totals will not be known until next week. In recent years it has raised over $25,000. They are grateful for all the donations and sponsors which created a successful event. In the meantime, they hope to recruit young people to keep the membership strong in the area. Members meet the second Monday of each month at the clubhouse located on Main Street in Arcola.